Hey there, it's your friend Stormy Warren here, and I want to invite you to my new home, The Big 615, exclusively on TuneIn. So what is The Big 615? Well, simply put, it's the official home of country music broadcasting live from Nashville to the world. Download the TuneIn app from the App Store. That's TuneIn. And by the way, yes, it's free. You can also ask your device to play The Big 615 on TuneIn. Get the latest on country music, from your favorite artists to the hottest songs climbing up the charts. Oh, and it's commercial free. That means a whole lot more music and a whole lot more country. Hear it all on the Stormy Warren Show, weekdays from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central. Download the TuneIn app from the App Store. That's TuneIn. And by the way, yes, it's free. You can also ask your device to play The Big 615 on TuneIn. And I look forward to having you join me on The Big 615.
This is your country station,
The Big 615.
Whether you're doing a dance to your favorite artist in the office parking lot, or being guided into Warrior One in the break room before your shift, whether you're running on your Peloton tread at your mom's house while she watches the baby, or counting your breaths on the subway,
inhaling and long exhaling,
Peloton is for all of us, wherever we are, whenever we need it. Download the free Peloton app today. Peloton app available through free tier or paid subscription starting at $12.99 per month.
Halfway through our second show of the work week, your Monday night or your Tuesday morning. Glad to have you with us after hours with Amy Lawrence and Katy Perry. On Twitter, After Hours CBS, also on our Facebook page. We're always happy to connect with you. And this time of the year, people are out of their typical routines, on vacation, traveling, in some cases, stuck in airports. Bob was listening to the show live for the first hour last night because he was stuck in an airport. Connected with some other friends on Monday who had very similar travel nightmares over the first weekend of summer. It's partly weather. It's partly volume. Not sure if you've heard this, but air travel this summer is expected to be, and already the ticket sales would indicate that it will be higher than pre-pandemic levels. So people are back to traveling, and here's the sad part and the part that sucks. The prices for airfare this summer, 40% higher than a year ago. 40 freaking percent higher than a year ago. I have a plane ticket already purchased for late July, as well as Labor Day weekend, because I wanted to get them before the prices went up. They weren't cheap, but before the prices went up. Thankfully, I was able to use a ticket. I wouldn't call it an award ticket. I do have an award ticket waiting for me, but my trip to Arizona, I was able to use a credit that I had from another flight that had been canceled last year in 2022 that covered that flight. But yeah, airfare is no joke right now either. The earlier, the better. Not to mention parking at the airport, maybe your other transportation that you need. And you know, if you lose your bag or if your flight's 8 hours late, well, the airline will offer you so kindly and generously a $15 voucher for a drink, part of a drink, a used drink, a half open drink in the airport.
Literally what I was just going to say. It's just so frustrating to hear that 40% price hikes, they're that much higher. Yeah. And then Bob this weekend, delayed 8 hours, they lose your bag. So you're paying such a premium
extra
for this product, and
yes,
they just don't give a crap about anything.
No, they don't have to, because they're seeing the volume increase, and so the airlines. And let's not forget, the airline industry is no different than almost every industry now, in that it's shy of the number of people it needs to run fully and efficiently. Many companies are cutting jobs and asking fewer employees to do the same level of work. In the case of the airline industry, they're short pilots, and they're short flight attendants. They're short people who work the counters and people who work baggage. Again, like many industries, I'm sure you all have encountered over the course of the last couple of years, maybe your favorite restaurant closing down, changing its hours, don't have enough help to be able to open full time the way that it used to. So it's definitely affecting the airline industry as well, and TSA, obviously. But if there was ever a time they need to be full staffed, it would be right now because of the number of people just the pure volume of travelers coming up this summer. So be prepared. We actually just talked about this a couple weeks ago, how early you should get to the airport for a domestic flight. And 2 hours makes me break out in hives. I can't do it.
Lucky Bob wasn't a 3+ hour kind of guy.
Well, Bob turned out to be a 3+ hour kind of guy.
Turned into one.
He sat in the airport for 4 hours, the poor dude. Anyway, I hope he's sleeping right now and not listening to the show. That's one of the only times you'll ever hear me say it. I hope that he's not listening to the show. So again, find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, Facebook too. If you're catching the show for the first time or the first time in a long time, people tell me every week, I miss your show. You don't have to miss our show. There's a bazillion ways that you can listen. Big topic on tonight's show, LSU winning its first ever national, oh, no, I lied. Its first national championship in baseball since 2009. I don't know where I got that from. Seventh national championship in baseball. And this is now a string of 5 consecutive College World Series winners from the SEC. Jay Johnson, just 2 years at a school. And so for him to be able to spearhead this victory back to the top of the College World Series, I guess the pinnacle, College World Series summit. There we go. I think he had Mount Everest. He was part of a dreadful loss and a really painful loss going back a few years ago, and now has finally realized his dream of winning a national championship. So we'll hear from him as well as his dad, which is kind of fun, next hour when we get back to Omaha. Also a little more from the hockey awards taking place in Nashville. The NHL Awards on Monday night, and we'll do some baseball here in a second, but QB news is coming up. Why? Well, because Dak Prescott cries, because everyone, and I mean to a man, everyone is on board with Jordan Love in Green Bay. It's a little bit like Sam Howell in Washington. Have you noticed that to a man, the Commanders coaching staff and roster are all in with Sam Howell? How is that possible? But it's the same with Jordan Love. Now, Jordan Love has more of a track record in Green Bay. I think it's about closing the ranks. I think it's about the company line, but also about giving their new quarterbacks full confidence and support publicly.
I'm offended.
Whatever. We'll get to you too on QB News. And not because you're calling us dummies or dopes or what do you call people who wouldn't use or who weren't on board with psychedelics. It was, shoot, I forgot the dummies. No, it was.
Was it bums?
Bums, yeah, all you bums out there.
Bums.
Bums, that's it. Thank you, Aaron Rodgers. Welcome back. So, yeah, we'll do some QB news coming up, but you'll really appreciate what we hear from Dak Prescott. He is, well, he's a guy that's been through a lot in his personal life, and he's very passionate. And definitely carries that passion with him on the football field. And he's been through a lot in his career already as well. Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes will face Klay and Steph, meaning the Splash Brothers from the Warriors, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, in the match. The next version of the match, which is a golf match. I think this was taking place in Hawaii, if I remember correctly. So it's another one of these made-for-TV golf events that pits some of the best athletes from other sports. Now, originally, we started out with Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, Phil, and Tiger. And that was, I actually thought that was really interesting. Didn't we get one of those during the pandemic? That might have been the match two. But the original one, and these are all for charity, the original ones did include golfers. The last two, though, I think Josh Allen was part of the last one with Brady, right? Wasn't Brady talking smack about...
He was.
With his world, his Super Bowl rings, excuse me, and Josh Allen not having any of those? I feel like we had a drop from that for quite a while.
Ask Josh if he's ever seen one of these.
Or maybe Brady was providing the analysis. I can't remember if he was playing or if he was...
He was.
Okay.
So I remember he had custom-made golf balls that had the Lombardi trophy
that's
on
right.
them.
That's
and he
right.
was showing it to Josh Allen, and it was, yeah.
Ask Josh if he's ever seen one of these, meaning the Lombardi Trophy. So now that it's not Tom Brady anymore, it's Klay Thompson, Steph Curry versus Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes. And they are, in fact, in Hawaii getting ready for this. And here's a bit of a preview of it. Pat being asked who the weak link is among those four.
It's not my guy. Sorry, Clay. I think it's you. It's nothing personal, but I think Travis is ready to roll.
So Travis Kelce, you know he loves to talk smack. He and his brother Jason have the New Heights podcast, and so we get to hear him all the time now. But on NFL Network, first Pat and then Kelce, who has got a message for the Splash Brothers.
We've never lost in Vegas. You know, on the golf course, we won our, as a team, we beat everybody at Justin Timberlake's golf tournament. And then, obviously, the Raiders.
Haven't
lost to the Raiders yet. I don't even want to say yet. We just never lost in Vegas, and that's the bottom line.
Wait, I thought the match was in Hawaii. Why are they in Vegas?
It is in Hawaii.
Huh. Are you sure? The match 2023. I got to check it out because he's talking about Vegas. Now, it looks like at the Wynn Golf Club, situated within the esteemed Wynn Las Vegas Resort on the iconic Las Vegas Strip.
Well, they were definitely in Hawaii, Mahomes and Kelce, yesterday.
Are they on vacation?
Let me look into that.
Jay, this is why I don't trust you.
No, the one thing.
Okay, so they were the one thing, yeah. They were in Hawaii. But they were on NFL Network, but they were talking about a match in Vegas. So I've got that. I apologize. Let's see. Yep. Mahomes, Kelce, Steph, Clay, TNT, 12-hole event coming up on Thursday, June 29th. Yes, Thursday from Wynn Las Vegas. I don't know why they were in Hawaii. Can we Google that? Why were they in Hawaii?
For the Aloha Golf Classic.
Oh, okay. So they're playing golf in Hawaii, but then they're returning to Vegas. Well, we botched that. And by we, I do include producer Jay in that.
I'll take that one. He's there for a golf benefit this weekend.
Okay. So they're practicing. They're tuning up for the match coming up on Thursday. Again, on TNT. But I really botched it because they were in Hawaii, but the event itself is in Vegas. And as Kelce says, they've never lost in Vegas. Whew. Well, as a circuitous route to get back to the actual nitty gritty of the event. So that seems kind of fun to me. I love Pat and I love Travis. And you all know how I feel about Klay Thompson and Steph Curry. So we couldn't ask for better personalities, I think. It'll be fun to hear Klay in a different setting.
People have feelings.
He definitely has feelings. Pat is a goofball, and he and Kelce, they are the NFL's version of the Splash Brothers. They do like to go splash on your butt. So, that's going to be fun. I didn't watch the last one. But since this is the last week in June, and there aren't as many big-time events at night outside of baseball, I'm going to watch. Can we make an appointment TV? Who's with me? Come on, Jay. These guys are fun.
I'll watch that. I'm in.
Pat, Travis, Clay, and Steph. You couldn't ask for better personalities.
If they're just going to make fun of each other the whole time, it sounds hilarious.
That would be amazing. And probably themselves, too.
Probably.
It'll be awesome. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. We'll do QB news coming up in our next segment. More with Travis Kelce, of course. But mentioned a little bit of baseball. The New York Mets and the Atlanta Braves, I wouldn't say they're locked in a battle. I would say they're rivals in the NL East. But, man, the Braves are widening the gap atop a division that was so tight last year. And while we're talking about a divisional race, well, Shohei Ohtani, the Angels, at it again.
3-1 delivery. And this is lifted high in the air. It's hit deep, and it is going to go out to right center. Monday night at the Big A, showtime, and we're tied at one.
Wow, this is some kind of bomb for Shohei. Not only was it far, but the height of it. This is a slider, and it stays up, and it's on the inner half of the plate, and Shohei unleashes. This is a no-doubter. Just the sound of that off the bat, you knew this ball was gone. That's full extension by Shohei. When he gets fully extended, the ball goes a long way, and this one went a long way in the right field seats.
On Angels Radio, 446 feet for that Shohei Ohtani bomb, number 26 on the year, which leads the major leagues. And I'm not sure, actually, Jay, if you can find it, maybe the Angels Twitter put it up. When he hit that home run, his expression, not only could you hear it off the bat that it was a bomb, but his expression was fantastic. It was one of those, ooh, kind of an expression. It was not intense, fist pumping, bat flipping type of a demonstration from Shohei. It was just a, ooh, I got all of that. You know, one of those faces that you might make when you get all of your drive on the tee box, right? So that was Shohei Ohtani. But still, this game is hanging in the balance in the ninth inning, and I wouldn't call this your typical Angels walk-off.
Here's the next pitch. It's low. It gets away from the catcher, Grandal. Trout will score, and the ball game is over. So, boy, what a gift win tonight. A walk-off win for the Angels on a wild pitch brings in the winning run. Mike Trout from third base, and the Angels come away with the victory tonight here at the Big A. Win it by the final of 2-1, and you can put a halo over this one.
I mean, if you could draw those up, sure, but yeah, I felt really good with, well, first off with Drew up there. Bummer's tough, made a great pitch. But, you know, you're sitting there like, wow, this is a pretty cool moment for Moose. And he even said in there, Mike stole his thunder. So anyway, you can get a win. It's great.
Speaking of Moose, Mike Moustakas was part of this win. His first game as an Angel. You'll hear from him in a second. He goes 1-for-3. But just so typical of baseball and really sports in general. I'm reminded of that one game where Jason Tatum was so bad for so long against, was it the Heat or was it the that might not have been the Heat series. It was the series before that, right? Against the, Sixers, thank you, in the second round. Oh my gosh, that's how quickly the NBA fades from my memory bank. It's not specific to the NBA. Anyway, he has a terrible, horror, awful game, as Shaq would say, and then in the fourth quarter, he goes off in game six, and then in the game seven has, what was it, 55 points or some such nonsense? So sports offer redemption even in those more self-contained moments in a specific game. Mike Trout struck out three times. He struck out three times before a walk to start the ninth inning. And then he's the one who is on third base when there's the wild pitch and is prepared to come down the line. But yes, for Mike Moustakas, he is thrilled to be an Angel and now part of a win on Bally Sports West.
Wanted to wear this jersey for a long time and, you know, finally able to put it on and, you know, be up to the plate, obviously, when Mike scores is awesome. So a lot of fun to be out here right now.
So Shohei Ohtani sets the mood. He sets the tone with a moon ball, if you will, 446 feet. That was how the Angels were able to get on the board against the Chicago White Sox and then the walk-off wild pitch. He had 26 home runs. Jay just put the video up on our social, so our show Twitter, After Hours CBS. Yeah, I loved his expression. It was a ooh. All right, coming up, QB news, because Dak cries. Adam Thielen is excited about playing with his new quarterback, Bryce Young. You go from Kirk Cousins to Bryce Young. Why not? And then Robert Griffin III, so RG3, has some theories on the relationship between Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs. You'll hear him and others in our sponsored QB news straight ahead. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
I replaced all my Lululemon shorts with Bird Dogs. Bird Dog shorts do the exact same thing, but fit way better. They actually look like khaki shorts, so I can wear them all day for my morning hike or bike ride to the bar. I can't stop wearing them. Join over 1 million guys who discovered the best shorts on the market. Go to birddogs.com/MLB and enter promo code baseball for a free baseball hat with your order. That's birddogs.com/MLB. Promo code baseball for a free hat. You won't want to take your Bird Dogs off. We promise you.
Life comes with a lot of decisions, and it can be hard to know the right path sometimes. A therapist can help you map out what you really want so you trust yourself to make great choices and feel excited about the future. BetterHelp offers convenient, professional online therapy on your schedule, however you want it, by phone, chat, or video call. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/positive.
When the whole family comes together to watch the game, nobody wants to miss a second of the action to run to the grocery store. With Instacart, you can get all your weekly groceries in as fast as an hour. Less time shopping means more game time. Let's go. Visit Instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Do you hear that? That is the sound of BMW performance without a single piston or cylinder. A generation of all-electric vehicles designed and built like no other. The BMW iX, i7, and i4 revolutionize every drive into a thrilling opportunity to feel the pure rush of BMW 100% electric. But isn't that what you'd expect from the ultimate electric driving machine? Take advantage of exceptional lease and finance offers today.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Murray back to throw, and it is. Is it tossed? Oh my goodness, it's caught! DeAndre Hopkins caught it!
Back from under center, steps back, throws the fade.
Cooper Kupp's got it! Touchdown, LA!
Burrow back to throw, looking, firing deep for Chase in the end zone.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
got it!
Yeah.
Touchdown! Joe Burrow and the Bengals!
Mahomes fires for the end zone, caught! Touchdown, Kansas City!
Hand off to Eckler again. No, Herbert keeps it. End zone, touchdown, Chargers! Herbert with his second of the day.
Here's the snap. Josh going to keep it himself and run it again inside the five. Into the end zone, touchdown, Buffalo! Josh Allen, 9-yard touchdown run. The Bills respond and then some.
It's time for QB News on After Hours.
All right, let's dive in. We're so thankful for our corporate partner sponsoring QB News, Wesley Financial. If you're stuck in a timeshare and you want out, contact Wesley Financial Group now and get a free timeshare exit information kit at wesleyfinancialgroup.com. I promise you we will get to an emotional Dak with his goals for the upcoming year. But speaking of emotional, Stephon Diggs, Josh Allen, I don't know if they've worked everything out the way that they say. Josh Allen's admitted that he's got to work on his communication. We've heard that everything's fine now. Sean McDermott said they, you know, that they're good. They got it all worked out. It was no big thing, except not everyone's buying it. And that includes NFL analyst, former NFL QB RG3, who was a guest on the Rich Eisen show. Now, he references the AFC playoffs when the Bills lost again to the Chiefs, and Stephon Diggs was clearly unhappy.
Everything is fine until it's not fine in a relationship when it comes to a quarterback and a wide receiver like Diggs. So Josh has to manage that relationship the right way, and I think he's the only one that can rectify it.
So what is it, though? I mean, what did you see in that game? What are you hearing? What are you potentially willing to share? What is it, do you think?
Yeah, Rich, that's why you're a great interviewer, man. You know when people have information and they're trying not to say anything. So I've talked with people close to the situation, and really what it boils down to is in that last game against the Bengals, Diggs was the most targeted receiver in that game. I think he had 10 targets in that game. But when they were down 17, they had a 10-play drive that ended in a turnover on downs, and Diggs only got one ball thrown his way. So you would think that a player of Diggs' caliber with the relationship that he has with Josh Allen, in those moments, he would look to him more often, and that didn't happen.
Let me just amend. It was Bills-Bengals in the divisional round of the AFC playoffs a few months ago. and there was a lot of talk that Stephon Diggs was very unhappy. He felt like he wasn't targeted enough. So RG3 goes on with Rich Eisen. What about this relationship and its impact on the Bills?
The Bills need a happy Stephon Diggs to win the Super Bowl. And if you notice, I didn't say motivated because I think he's always motivated. I think he's always working his tail off to be the best. But when you have a happy Stephon Diggs, I mean, since he got to Buffalo, He's tied for first in catches with Devontae Adams. He's sixth in receiving touchdowns, and he's fourth in the league in receiving yards. So that's a happy Stephon Diggs. Him and Josh Allen seem to have a bromance rolling, it felt like, for years there, until there was the problem with their game against the Bengals in the playoffs. So I think it's clear this is a personal thing between Josh and Diggs, and they have to get their partnership back on the field, and that's part of playing quarterback. I think Josh Allen's running into that right now.
RG3 on the Rich Eisen Show, and he's in no way wishy-washy on this. He believes that it is actually a problem, an issue, maybe not a problem, between Diggs and Allen, and they've got to get it worked out so that both guys can be productive, because they need to be on the same page for the Bills to win. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. Of course, now you've got Aaron Rodgers in the AFC East, and his former teammate Clay Matthews believes this is a great move for Aaron.
After my 10 years when I wasn't re-signed in Green Bay, I went to L.A., and it's a breath of fresh air. You go somewhere new. It's a little uncomfortable. You have to prove yourself again. But, you know, they want you there. They brought you there for a reason. So I think Aaron's kind of seeing that right now. I'm really pulling for him. I'm really pulling, for success this year. And listen, you look at the greats, Montana's and Manning and these guys, it's hard to finish with one team, these Hall of Fame character guys. So ultimately, I'm pulling for him.
Tom Brady would be another example of that, obviously. So Clay Matthews tells Sirius XM NFL Radio that this will be a breath of fresh air, a new start, invigorating for Aaron. And he's said the same so far in his time with the Jets. But obviously, people will miss him. What about Elgton Jenkins in Green Bay? What will you miss most? He's a guest on Good Morning Football.
Man, his presence, man. Just the way that he walked. And the way you walk around the locker room, he always a guy that, put a smile on your face. And he's a student of the game. He always wants you to be the best that you can be. So just his presence in the locker room and the things that he brings to the game, the experience, the stories, all the stories he has to tell and all that. He's going to be missed in our locker room for sure.
And Elgton Jenkins goes on to talk about Jordan Love, because that's always the follow-up, right? Is Aaron's gone, what will you miss? But, oh, hey, what do you love about Jordan?
His approach to the game, like when he first got in the league, he wasn't our starter, but the way that he walked around the locker room, the way that he approached the game, he always approached every game as a starter. So we know that he's going to be prepared and just ready to go on Sunday or whenever we play. So, in OTA, seen a lot of good things from Jordan, a lot of leadership. He stepped up as a leader a lot, so I'm very excited for his future, and I'm ready to play with him.
On Good Morning Football and NFL Network, everybody raving about Jordan Love. I'm really excited to see him on the field, too. Let's give the man the ball and see what he can do. He takes over in Green Bay, in Minnesota. In Minnesota, Kirk Cousins remains the QB, but will be without Adam Thielen, who is in Carolina now with a brand new quarterback, number one overall draft pick, Bryce Young. And Adam also on SiriusXM NFL Radio talking about the rookie.
I'm excited to get back around him. I'm excited to start preparing and going to battle with him. It was such a great start of OTAs and mini camp. You could see why they drafted him number one overall and traded up to get him. There's a reason for that, and you could see it day in and day out. And I'm just excited to continue to progress with him and as a team and be around him. Like I said, being around him and the guys, there's so many guys that I've just been excited to be around every single day. And again, very blessed to be there, and he's one of those guys.
All right, so a rookie in Carolina. Not a rookie, but a new quarterback also in the NFC South in New Orleans, where Chris Olave shares his first impressions of Derek Carr.
Man, I love him. I love him as a person. And he's a great leader on and off the field. That's what you ask for as a receiver, especially a young receiver. So he's definitely helped me better my game and get better myself. We all know what he could do on the field, but just him being there for me off the field and even on the field. I feel like that helped me a lot, and it's helping us build our chemistry.
Chris, coming off his rookie season in which he had over 1,000 yards for the Saints and 4 touchdowns, and now Derek Carr throwing him the ball. And I'm sure Jim Rome loved that Chris was walking around somewhere, maybe working out while he's on his cell phone doing an interview. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Those are always challenging interviews. Lamar Jackson back in Baltimore with that new contract, and Tyus Bowser, who's on the defensive side of the ball, loves the leadership and loves what he gets from Lamar when he's around.
We're all humans at the end of the day. We watch TV, you know, we look at our phones, you know, we check on Twitter and stuff, and, you know, that's always going to be the tell is, you know, what's going on with Lamar. And I mean, Lamar is a very special guy, not only just as a person, as a player, but I mean, for this organization as well. So, you know, to be able to have to deal with that, you know, this offseason, we understand it's a business, and we respect Lamar. We respect this organization as far as, you know, doing business and doing what's best for both teams or for both people.
It's a lot of changes. And for Lamar Jackson, he got the contract. He doesn't move on. The Ravens have to be thrilled. And Tyus on SiriusXM NFL Radio, kind of imagine it's a breath of fresh air. It's relief, right? To be able to take a full breath and know they don't have to change quarterbacks or leaders. But
been
it's happening.
And being a champion.
It's happening all over the NFL. We mentioned Derek Carr now being in New Orleans. Well, in his wake in, oh, I almost said Oakland, in Las Vegas, the Raiders, well, they think they're going to have Jimmy Garoppolo, but they're not exactly sure. So Josh McDaniels deals with a different quarterback room and a different mix of experience the second year on the job.
Very excited for those guys to work together. I think we got a really good group. The young guy has already, you know, been able to reap the benefit of learning from Brian and Jimmy in the meeting room and understanding how to operate certain things within the offense. And ultimately, we want guys that, you know, they're going to work hard, going to try to take care of the football, going to be good leaders. You can't really play this position in the National Football League if you're not. And then we got to be able to be productive. You know, we got to get our team in the end zone.
I love that he calls him the young guy. Doesn't even give him a name. Just the young guy. Chase Garbers, Aiden O'Connell, Brian Hoyer, and Jimmy Garoppolo. Those are the four quarterbacks in the Raiders room. And Chase is the one who is the rookie. Came out of Cal. Now, he came out of Cal as a rookie and is a rookie now. But he's 24 years old. So we're not talking about a kiddo, right? We're not talking about a teenager. Like Sam Darnold was when he came out, right? He was just a teenager. So for Josh McDaniels, Jimmy Garoppolo is the ultimate QB1. That's who they want on the field. But right now, he's coming off another offseason surgery surgery from another injury. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio, making our way through these last few from QB News. Also in the AFC West, Justin Herbert, year number 3. Gerald Everett likes what he sees from his quarterback.
He's a complete baller. Like you said, going into his 4th year, he's still young. Sky's the limit for that guy. I mean, he's complete pro. I can't say enough about him, from his daily preparation to just the work he puts in every week in and week out, no matter who we're playing. He's the same guy. I can't say enough about him. I mean, you know, I've had the pleasure to play with great quarterbacks, and, you know, the trend hasn't stopped yet. So, you know, I'm just fortunate enough to have another season with him and to see what we can do.
Also on Good Morning Football, Gerald Everett and Justin Herbert last year. Just some incredible numbers, gaudy numbers. 4,700 yards passing, a completion percentage that was near 70%, 25 touchdowns, only 10 interceptions. But I'm telling you, Chargers is still one of my teams that find new ways to lose. The subject of our question last night, teams that fumble, bumble, stumble, and crumble right before your eyes, but they set you up first to make you believe that they are different.
A gangster quarterback.
Herbert, still on his rookie contract, of course, is eligible for an extension at some point with the Chargers, and he's getting better and will be part of the future as long as they can keep him in town. So good to hear from Gerald a little bit. And now finally, let's actually hear from Dak Prescott, because I promised you this, and I love this. Dak is going through changes himself. In Dallas, no more Kellen Moore. Instead, it's Mike McCarthy who will be handling the play calling, but he expects Dak to have some ownership and have some authority and some freedom on the field, whether it's calling his own plays, changing plays, a lot of goals and a lot of pressure on always on the quarterback of the Cowboys, but certainly on Dak, considering that the Cowboys gotten a step closer to returning to a Super Bowl, but still haven't been there yet. And Dak carries all of that around. So his goals and his legacy, what should that be?
I want to win a Super Bowl. I want to be right there with those two guys to say, won a Super Bowl for this organization. And then as a person, I want to be a...
What you watch depends on what kind of mood you're in. Sometimes you're craving comedies like Friends or South Park, and sometimes you're more into dramas like HBO's Succession and House of the Dragon. There's also cooking shows like Chopped and Beat Bobby Flay, and even movies like The Lord of the Rings and Shazam! Fury of the Gods. Well, Max is the streaming destination that has the best of entertainment for whatever mood you're in anytime. And plans start at as little as $9.99 a month. Max, the one to watch. Subscription required. Visit max.com.
Do you hear that? That is the sound of BMW performance without a single piston or cylinder. A generation of all-electric vehicles designed and built like no other. The BMW iX, i7, and i4 revolutionize every drive into a thrilling opportunity to feel the pure rush of BMW 100% electric. But isn't that what you'd expect from the ultimate electric driving machine? Take advantage of exceptional lease and finance offers today.
Hell of a player. So he's a great player, one of the best Hall of Fame type player that when I'm done, they can say he was that type of player, but the person he was way better. Really, just as much as I hope I impact and inspire other people, you guys got me today. Got me this morning. A man my mom would be proud of, really. Yeah. Y'all got me. Good job.
He always has such a great sense of humor, and he is a very passionate guy. Dak's mom died, it'll be a decade ago later this year. So actually during the football season, it will be a decade ago that Peggy Prescott passed away from colon cancer. So she was only 52 years old, and we know based on what we've heard from Dak over the course of his career that she had a major impact on him. He's also lost a brother too, and there's just a depth to his character that goes far beyond football because of his story and the family struggles and the people that he's lost. And his mom, certainly one of those who made an impact on him. You can tell he still misses her and still wants her to be proud of him. So Dak Prescott talking about his legacy, the impact, and the example, the inspiration he wants to be both on and off the field. I love that about him. He's a great leader, really admire him and the way that he's handled his business. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page. Coming up, we asked you the question. Actually, I paused for a second there because the Dallas Cowboys weren't answered by some of you. The question was about the teams that find creative ways to lose. They had that reputation. We just expect them to do this, right? The Chargers are going to charge, or the Mets are going to Met. The Jets are going to jet, whatever it is. And you all came up with some answers that I hadn't considered. My answer was the Chargers. Some of you said Cowboys. There are a lot of other answers too, so we'll share some of those on Twitter and on Facebook.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Weimer, a high fly ball, deep center field, going back is Nimmo, at the track, at the wall, gone! Joey Weimer flips this game, it's 2-1 Crew! Fastball at 96, right down the middle, and Weimer sent it right back out where it came from.
Williams sets at the shoulder, the 0-1 pitch, swinging a high pop-up to the left of home plate, might be playable, Contreras over near the dugout, reaches back, makes the catch, and the ball game is over. The catcher, William Contreras, staying with that pop-up. And a very quick and effective ninth inning for Williams. It necessitated only six pitches for him to pick up the save. And the Brewers have taken the opener of this four-game series, dropping the Mets 8 games under the 500 mark.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
As you hear on both the Brewers and Mets radio networks, it was a two-run home run off of Drew Smith, Mets reliever, that put the Brewers in front in the sixth inning. And for the Brewers, it's a big deal because they're fighting atop what is a, shall we call it a mediocre NL Central. And it's not just the NL Central, it's also the AL Central. At least the NL Central has a team that's above 500. Do you know the Twins are leading the AL Central at 40 wins and 40 losses? That's the best record in the AL Central, 40 and 40. The Brewers are up on the Reds by a half game at 41 and 37. And that does include this victory over the Mets from Monday night and also includes 7 of their last 10. So good for the Brewers. The reason we play those particular sound bites, the highlight and then the end of the game with Howie Rose, is because the Mets are now a season low, 8 games under 500, and they continue to struggle in all sorts of ways. So Buck Showalter, who led them to 101 wins last season, what needs to change?
Win. It's not that complicated. You got to win. Win games. And everything else, you know, I could bore you with a lot of things that are going on. We're, you know, just like we got to get back to how we've shown we can play.
Justin Verlander's first season with the Mets. I can imagine he didn't think he was signing up for this. A scoreless 5 innings by Verlander, but 5 innings and 100 pitches. You need 100 pitches to get through the 5 innings. He allows 5 hits. He strikes out 5, and the Mets, still, they lose.
I don't think anybody saw this coming, man. Disappointing. It's disappointing for everybody in this room. I know it's disappointing for the fans. Just gotta keep trying. If there's one thing that I know the guys in this room are doing is trying our ass off. You know, every day we come to the park, myself, it's trying to get better and figure out what's off. And I know that most of the guys in this room are the same way. And you know, hopefully it clicks for everybody. But we gotta get going soon.
Do you think he's laughing because he's incredulous? He can't really believe it's happening, especially not on a team where he pitches. But both he and Max Scherzer, I understand Verlander won the Cy Young last year, for sure. And there is an adjustment, and he was injured to start the season. But you're taking a risk with older athletes, especially older pitchers, starting pitchers. You can't expect that every year they're going to be as dominant as they were the year before, even someone as good as Justin Verlander. He's a Hall of Famer. He's a World Series champion. Twice. And he's won multiple Cy Youngs. But he's also 50 years old. Okay, he's not 50. But you catch my drift. You age differently when you are in professional sports. And so, yes, he was incredible last year. But it doesn't mean he's going to be incredible forever. Not at 40 years old. It's a gamble. Steve Cohen, the new owner of the Mets, was willing to take the gamble. Max Scherzer, not quite in the same boat, but pretty close. He's been worse, actually. Though, you're going to get really strong starts from them. And it's not so much that Verlander's giving up a ton of runs, because he hasn't in most of his starts. The issue is that he racks up a ton of pitches and doesn't go deep into games. So it taxes your bullpen, and the Mets' bullpen is not great. That's putting it mildly. With Scherzer, he's getting blown up most of the time. I know the last start was better. But what you're getting is some major inconsistency where you thought it would be a strength. And so the Mets are definitely a team right now that we could say are rumbling, stumbling, bumbling, crumbling, but that's their reputation. It precedes them. We asked you that same question on our last show. Who are the teams that have a reputation? Fans know they're going to be let down. So I'll read you a few of them. The Raiders, says Russ. Surely goes with the Pittsburgh Pirates. Elmer says, I'm so tired of the hype. Josh Allen, the Bills will never win. Of course, he's a Chiefs fan. Frank also goes with the Pirates. David with the Vikings. Eileen with the Rockies. Michael with the Seahawks. Marie with the Browns. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
Do you hear that? That is the sound of BMW performance without a single piston or cylinder. A generation of all-electric vehicles designed and built like no other. The BMW iX, i7, and i4 revolutionize every drive into a thrilling opportunity to feel the pure rush of BMW 100% electric. But isn't that what you'd expect from the ultimate electric driving machine? Take advantage of exceptional lease and finance offers today.